Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I read a few years back about a woman that was a long-distance adventure runner. She liked to go out into the desert and run really, really long distances. And one morning, true story, she got up, took off with her dog, had a water bottle and some energy bars. But about a little ways into her run, she had a horrific fall down a ravine in the desert. Fatigue started to set in. She spent 3 days and two nights stuck in the desert. Fatigue really set in, and you can imagine that that would happen with the high temperatures in the desert during the day and those freezing, near freezing temperatures at night. She was lost, completely stuck. She had no resources to get her way out. But there were others who considered that she was worthy to be saved. A neighbor noticed that she didn't come back from her run. He called the police. The police then, knowing that she was a long-distance runner out in deserted areas, took their vehicles out and they saw her truck. Once they saw her truck, they started walking down the trail. Once they started walking down the trail, her dog showed up and the dog led the police all the way to the woman, and she was rescued and taken back in. A miracle. The miracle was this. She was lost out of any kind of energy to save herself, out of all the resources that she had around her. And the only reason that she was saved was because there were people that felt that she was worthy to be saved, namely the police, a neighbor, and a good old dog that helped them along their way. You know, in a lot of ways, as we think about our spiritual journey, we walk a similar existence in our lives. Sin, as Merv shared really well with the children here this morning, sin isolates us, and we're essentially like we are truly lost, like we're in a desert. And we're out of resources, and there's nothing that we can do to muster to save ourselves. Every single person here at Peace, every single person in the world, needs someone who values them enough to search out and save them. And we believe at Peace Lutheran Church that one person is Jesus Christ. These 3 weeks in Epiphany here at Peace Lutheran, we've been focusing on some of the dramatic actions of Jesus Christ. And you may remember last week we talked about how coaches sometimes get dramatic when they really want to get a point across. Hopefully they do that. Or teachers do as well. They might even, you know, raise their voice to make their point in the classroom. Jesus did that as well in his ministry. And today is one of those dramatic events of Jesus, maybe the most dramatic of them all. His reading of Isaiah in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 31. I'm going to cover some backstory thoughts here in the story just for a moment, so hang with me, because if we miss these, we're going to miss really what his inaugural speech was all about. Jesus, first off, Jesus was 30 years old, somewhere around 30 years old when he shared this message. We don't know much about Jesus from ages 12 through 30. There's nothing in the Holy Scriptures about what he was doing. There's some Gnostic Gospels that write about him in the second century, but they're not really reputable sources. We don't know what Jesus was really doing from age 12 to age 30, but we do know two things. Number one, he took up a career, likely carpentry, the trade of his father, Joseph. And we also think, I'm pretty sure that he did this, he studied the Old Testament scriptures and studied them with his heart. He gave his whole life to them. He went to the synagogue, and this was his practice. He went to church. So that's one part of this. Now, the other part of this detail is the location of where this happens, where he reads Isaiah 61. He reads it. Did you catch where he read it? What's the city? Nazareth. Nazareth. Really important detail here. Jesus was raised in this town. There were about 20,000 people that lived in Nazareth around the time that Jesus lived, so a decent-sized city. But this is the detail that's really important. The people living in Nazareth were mainly Jewish in background, and they loved their Jewish identity. They loved their history. They loved what God had done through their ancestors in the past. But not just that. Scholars will say these people had a disdain for anyone that was a Gentile. By the way, Gentile means anyone from nations. Gentile, in its basic form, is nations, is what that means. So when you hear that in the Bible, what that means is any nation outside of Israel. Jesus stands up in Nazareth, his hometown, and he gets to read from Isaiah. Now, when someone read in Jesus' day, another important detail, they did have an opportunity to not only read, but to give a little bit of an interpretation of the text, especially from the prophets, this happened. So Jesus stands up, and he's reading this passage from Isaiah chapter 61. Now, we can't read all of Isaiah chapter 61, but this was a favorite of the people. You know why Isaiah 61 was a favorite? Because if you read Isaiah 61, it talks about how God will bless his people, and he will smite his enemies.